This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. For the first time in more than a year, Colorado is no longer experiencing the most severe drought conditions. Exceptional drought has long plagued the western slope, but as the worst conditions have improved, moderate drought is quickly spreading. It now covers more than three-fourths of the state, more than twice the amount from 3 months ago. Hindus are celebrating Diwali this week. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was in Centennial for the Festival of Light.
It's been 2 years since the Hindu Temple of the Rockies held a celebration for the biggest holiday in their calendar. COVID-19 shut things down last year, and a snowstorm kept worshippers away in 2019.
We are exceptionally happy.
Board President Ved Nanda was ecstatic to see hundreds of people fill the cultural hub.
The temple for Hindus is a gathering place, keeping our own identity together and playing an important part in this community.
After visitors lit candles and prayed to the goddess Lakshmi, they streamed outside for the big draw of the night, a cacophony of fireworks. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
And to see some colorful photos from the festival, come to denverite.com. Housing prices are back near record highs in Denver and Colorado Springs after a small dip in September. In Denver, the current median price for a single-family home is $585,000, and in Colorado Springs, it's $446,000. Realtors say new home construction is not meeting demand, and they expect prices to continue at this level through the winter. This is CPR News and KRCC.